Who are these people called many? In English, it would not be clear how to interpret. But in the Hebrew text of Daniel, very easy. Because harabim, the many, literally, is a typical term that you find several times in the book of Daniel. Also in chapter 11 and 12. And harabim is always the mass, the many of Israel. So, the coming dictator of the Western world will make a covenant with Israel for 7 years. This will be the time of Antichrist, I explained this morning, who will be a false Messiah. And he will put himself in the place of Jesus Christ, because I already explained, anti in Greek means against, the one who is against Christ, the Messiah, but anti means in Greek also instead of. So Antichrist is a person that puts himself instead of Messiah, saying, I am the Messiah, I am the prophet, because Messiah should be the prophet. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 to 15. And so, the false prophet will be the false Messiah. And we have many passages that speak about this person. Daniel 11, 36 to 39. Isaiah 30, 33. Zechariah 11, 15 to 17. John 5, 43. And then 2 Thessalonians, 1 John 2. In Revelation, you see, in chapter 6, 13, 16, 19, this person is mentioned and described. The Lord said to the Jewish leaders at that time of his first coming, John 5, 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. And so, reading Daniel 9, 27, again, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week of years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined, shall be poured upon the desolate. So, after 3.5 years of this covenant, the sacrifices in the temple will be stopped. Why? Because Antichrist will sit into the Most Holy to profane, to defile the temple. And he will put an idol on the temple place. And so, the remnant of Israel will no more be able to sacrifice, to continue. So, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. You see, this upcoming prince from the Roman, restored Roman Empire, the Western world, will be a friend of this false prophet in Israel, this false Messiah. They will work together. And so, he will cause Antichrist to sit in the third temple. Antichrist will put a speaking idol on the temple place. This speaking idol is described in Revelation 13, 14 to 15. And the Lord Jesus says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel 9:27, by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And then Matthew adds, whoso read it, the Gospel of Matthew, let him understand. By the way, by this we see that the remnant of Israel will read the New Testament. And you see, things are prepared. The New Testament is translated into modern Hebrew. There are several good translations. For example, I like to use in Israel, when preaching, the translation of Franz Delitzsch, which was a German scholar in the 19th century, who translated the New Testament into a beautiful Hebrew that is near from Old Testament Hebrew. It's a mixture of modern Hebrew and Old Testament Hebrew. So they will read the New Testament and they will understand by Matthew 24. Now, we have to leave their temple. We have to flee. So this will be the sign of the great tribulation. And Matthew 24 says in verse 16, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Verse 17, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. So the remnant will flee on the mountains, which are mostly in the West Bank. They will go to Moab, according to Isaiah 16, in order to be kept preserved in the desert of today's Jordan. Then shall be great tribulation. And what will cause the great tribulation to begin? Now we have to turn to Daniel 11, verse 14. Just in the preceding verses, 36 to 39, Antichrist is described as a ruler in Israel who sets himself above God. You see, in Daniel 11, verses 1 to 35, every sentence has been completely fulfilled. I counted all the fulfilled prophecies in this text and I got more than 150 fulfilled prophecies. It's amazing. But then in verse 35, you have an indication that the prophet now jumps to the end times, describing in the next verse Antichrist. And then in verse 40, we read, and at that time, of the end. You see, we are in the time of the end, reading verse 40, when Antichrist will be present. And at that time of the end, the king of the south push at him. So the king of the south will make war against Antichrist in Israel. Who is the king of the south? And then, let's go on. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. And who is the king of north that will also go against Antichrist? Now, it seems a little bit unclear. King of the south, king of the north. But we know exactly what this means. Why? By fulfilled prophecy. We have to study all the fulfilled prophecies in the Bible in order to understand correctly the not yet fulfilled prophecies. I told you, Daniel 11, 1 to 35 is completely fulfilled. And this text is always speaking about the king of the south and the king of the north. And the king of the south was always Egypt. South of Israel. You see, the geography in the Bible is considered from the point of view of Israel's land, the position of Israel's land. And the king of the north was always Syria. But great Syria, that's very important, because here you see on this map the king of the south, Egypt, south of Israel. But the king of the north was this. That's Lebanon and Syria of today. But also, you see, Turkey, Azerbaijan, and then Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and also Iran and Iraq. This is the king of the north. And what is most interesting is, of course, to see that this is today just a huge part of the Muslim world. that will go against Israel.